Welcome to the App Life podcast, moderated by Quan and Simon. We are entrepreneurs living in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and we have over 200 mobile apps on Play Store and App Store. And our winning product is Ling Learn Languages. So today we would like to talk about one of our 200 apps, our app story of Flow Yoga.
Yes, so how do we, or maybe we start, when did we start it, and what was the idea of it?
So, if I remembered correctly, I think we start in 2018. Mm-hmm. So we, at that time, we already have Simply Learn Languages app, like the Facebook app. We have building Write Me app, Learn to Write Alphabet apps. And we are building Link app, our winning product now, Link Learn Languages app. And then we are building several apps for the sake of when people joining our company, we want them to learn from A to C, like from building the project, launch the app, and then do everything. And then mostly it's like the small apps for learning, and we usually have, like, for example, Truth or Dare or Never Have I Ever. These are the small apps that people can, like, new developer can learn about React Native.
Mm-hmm.
And for Flow Yoga, we have a really great developer at that time, and we want to try something new. And one other thing we want to try out is the kind of configurator app, because if we do so, the new idea was we want to do like configurator app. That means you put in what you want to do, and then the app gives the result. And the second thing is want to do something about videos, because we are planning to do like learn languages with videos. So how it works, like how, what are like the space and which technology we are using, because we don't want to like bring the user to YouTube, like go out of the apps. So these are the two main goals of building this new app. And then we are coming to Flow Yoga, that you can, the user can configure what time they want to learn, like how long they want to learn, what kind of type of yoga they want to learn, like cardio or stretching or relaxing, and then what kind of focus they want to do, like neck pain or hip or legs or forerunner and so on. So
and this, one big part of it was also that you are a yoga fan, Quan, right?
Yeah, I'm doing yoga, I'm a yoga teacher myself, but I don't teach yoga right now. And yeah, as I said in several episodes before, is I like sport, and one of my favorite sport is yoga. I mean, it's not the sport, but it can be, it's considered for many people as sport. So I practice yoga for my health, and then I know I have some knowledge already about this field. So these are like,
And I think also the opportunity to scale to multiple app, to multiple versions of the app. Because we had that before with the language learning, that we say learn Thai, learn German, learn all these different languages, so we can make different apps out of each. And then for that one, the background idea was that we, if it succeeds, we can make it to learn learn like in the gym, for example, make something like exercise app, or other sports. So we could make this app potentially into multiple other apps as okay. So how do we start it then, like we just had the idea, right?
So we had an idea, and then what else do we
I think
do?
we did some competitive research, and there's one big app that's that was back then pretty new. It's called Down Dog, and that was similar to our idea in that they also had these configuration videos to configure, and I think there were a couple of things missing. It was a very simple app. It's just they just literally have the video. And but yeah, what we thought about is also adding more like poses, your yoga poses, more content and more, and like pre-made classes, so make it a little bit more so that you can use the app for different purposes, not only literally just the configurator. That was our idea. And just to add more configurations and make the video quality a little bit better, and make it in different languages. That was another plan of ours there. Yeah. So
So how we plan it out, right? So first, as Simon said, do competitor research, and then we do mock-up design like MVP, and then we
how do
do
we do that one?
yeah just
The MVP, like, did you create that or
yeah I
how?
create the short version, but still. And then we have our videos of myself first, right? Like the short video, and then how we gonna do it. And
So you
then
did the yoga in the beginning, right?
yeah
So we had some videos of
I
you
have
doing
yeah they
yoga in the office, and then
yeah and then they try to do it. And then, but at the end, because it's like a lot more of information, the videos. So what we do is we slice the video into small pieces, and then we have two different angles, because otherwise the user will feel like, okay, is something is like how to say, we reuse some poses, right? Some video poses, and when we reuse them, we always switch the angle of the videos. Like we frame the video in front one, and then like 45 degree in front, and then on the horizontal, how do you say it, the full
from
body,
different side.
yeah, two sides. And then, so when you change the video, we always change it in the t so that it change from like in front into side way and front way.
So that they don't get, because otherwise if you switch the videos, it will be, if the person moves a little bit in between, it will be confusing, it will jump. But then, since when you always have a different angle, then it seems like natural. So like 1 minute is on that angle, the second minute is on that angle. So you can mix up these videos. I mean, actually, the idea is, to just make it clear, is that you basically, as Quan said, select a configuration. I wanna learn yoga to strengthen my neck and to strengthen my foot or my legs. And then I wanna do 30 minutes, and I wanna do asana style or whatever. And then you press start, and then it generates these videos automatically for you. And then it will create a flow, like smartly, it will create a flow that always fits. So you always have to, you can even say, I think, like in the beginning, you have 5 minutes of warm up, and then like 10 minutes of the main program, or 15 minutes, and then like 5 minutes cool down. And then it like segments all these videos together. It's pretty cool, actually,
Yeah,
right?
so you have, yeah, that's very complex in terms of algorithm. And then I was so grateful that we have this developer. I mean, we had him. He is a genius. And so every shot of the video will have how to say, a picture attached to it. Because sometimes when you first of all, you will load the videos that are needed for that, but then still sometimes it's too slow to switch, that he used the first picture of that video to show it first, so that it's like
It makes it smoother.
seamlessly. And then yeah, it's
Yeah, so
a
that was a yeah. I mean, like, okay, it's all like maybe a little bit detail now, but like that, the developer was just an intern, right? So we just did it as a practice session for him. And then we also involved our designer, right? So what, like, he did that was also
UI,
amazing. Like the whole, he's still with us, right? Amazing designer, and he did
the UI mostly,
UI and UX flow. I mean, you helped him there, right, with the UX? But so yeah, so like, okay, then we had the first prototype, right? And then we needed the real videos, because until then it was only your video, right?
Yeah, and then so actually it's like going through together, because it takes a lot of time to edit the video. So we, my yoga teacher was the model. So we went to like the studio, rent a studio, which is very great studio in Chiang Mai. Is the light is like perfect.
Yeah.
And then they help us set up like, so we borrow a video recorder, and again our designer, he is photographer and he film video too, so he knows about it, so he know how to do these things. And then I have friend too who is photograph in Chiang Mai, so he came to help too, like he did our behind the scene for us, which is quite cool. So I didn't expect that from him that he would do that, so it looks very professional.
Yeah, that means so all these people were in your network, right?
Yeah.
Also, the yoga teacher, you just ask her, yeah. And then she would. Did you ask many people?
Yeah, or? I asked some people, and then the friend that I wanted to do just cancel it, and then I thought, what else I should do? So I asked my teacher.
We paid her for one day or something, a couple of hours.
Yeah, and then so the video is done, of course, without sound. And then we edit the video again, our designer who knows about video editing and knows about the, what's the call of the program again, video editor program? From Adobe,
right?
Adobe, professional from Adobe, and he knows everything, he knows all the effect, fade in, fade out, everything.
Yeah.
And it's,
that's the value of having like these genius people just know everything.
I was learning, and then it took me too much time, so I let him do it at the end, and then he's fine doing that.
And
after we finished the video, cutting the video, which just takes a long time, I think 1 month to process all the materials, and then we have to do the second thing, which is the sound.
So
I
like the teacher instructions.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because for those who don't know, like these apps, it's just like when you do yoga or when you want to do yoga. I mean, how to use the app? Basically, you do the configuration, then you start the thing, and then you just follow whatever poses on the screen.
Yeah.
But then usually you also want someone to tell you, okay, now please go to down dog and go down and don't like, and then they give you some tips, right?
Yeah, it's not a tip, it's like instruction, like inhale, lift your hand.
Oh yeah, right.
And then exhale, go down.
Yeah, because breathing is very important.
Yeah, and this kind of instruction. So you cannot just watch all the time. So when you like following the videos, you sometimes hear it and then you can follow it. Yeah, so that's the second thing. That audio things, I think I did it everything myself. We did in Thai version and in English version.
You did the Thai version?
No, my teacher did the sound.
So you mean you did the recording?
Yeah, I did a recording and editing.
So we had to do you had to go in the studio. I mean, like, we don't have a studio, right?
No.
Just in the office.
Yeah, we did everything in the office, and then...
Very grassroots back then, yeah.
And then the other person, I found her through Facebook ads, I think, about teacher. Yoga teacher, native speaker in English, and then we found one, and she is like accidentally also a student of my teacher, so it's like, okay, the yoga world is somehow a little bit
small
in Chiang Mai.
Wow, cool. So yeah, and then we had already two languages, and then we launched the app, right?
Yeah, we launched the app in Thai, and then we launched in English, and then we are planning to launch it in German, but we don't have, it's kind of faded out.
Yeah, because you have to have an instructor that they already, you can't really do it with any person unless they literally read the script. But I mean, I think it's better if they know something about yoga.
Yeah, they should
know. So it's
a
little bit
tricky. Otherwise, it's gonna be too less information for the.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to prepare that otherwise, right? And then they have to read it out. But then, then it doesn't really make sense, because then you have to hire two different people.
Yeah.
So it's that's also lessons learned. I mean, sometimes it's better to have. I'm always a big fan of hiring people who just do one thing very good, and then they don't really have to think about anything else. But then for kind of these jobs, it's really good to have someone who's actually who knows about the topic, and then you can just do everything in one go. Also for writing content, it's good to, like, if you write something about learning Thai, it's good to know, good that someone knows about learning Thai actually, and I just anyway, so so we did that, and then so yeah, then we had everything and we launched the app, and then yeah, you said it faded out. So yeah, so looking back now, I mean, the app is still there and it's I think it's great. It's just that it didn't really work out financially. I mean, maybe we got break even. I'm not sure actually with the finances.
I don't think we did a break even. Okay. But
so we actually lost money on this. This. So that's one of the. I mean, I think it was still a really fun project, and I think it could actually still, it can have potential in the future. Because the technology is there and it's and like it works and it's a really cool app, but then you have to still push because we what we just missed a little bit is that just yoga is just a very, very competitive space. And I think that one was one point where, I mean, we knew that before, of course, but we thought, okay, with this little niche that we have, like a configurator, it would be easier to push it in market, but it turned out that it would require a lot of marketing and a lot of effort, and it's just something that also, I think that's one of the lessons learned business wise is that you can't spread your attention too much. I mean, for us it was fine because in the end it was a learning project, and then we didn't really expect all of these learning. It sounds like the learning projects do really well now. So we didn't expect that all of these projects are absolutely amazing in terms of that, like, they get millions of downloads. But
we just got a 5-star last 4-star 5-star
you just look through the ratings. So
yeah, two ratings this year so far, 4 and 5-star.
Okay, so it's quite of course it's kind of that actually. But I mean, it's still some people use it, so maybe at least we provide some people some good service. And then who knows, right? Maybe we can in the future reactivate that because it's always fun to do stuff like that. But yeah, in the end, my lessons learned is just if you spread the attention too thin, often these things don't work. It's just you have to focus a lot better, or you have to like find someone who really does that for extended period of time and like pushing the app all the way through with the technology. Also the Of course, you also have to update all the time and put in some love and make it better and better. And that's a very competitive space. Again, like, it can work, but often it doesn't work. And but yeah, I don't think we regret that, right? I think it was a cool cool experiment. And yeah, you can download the app. It's still on the market, so you can just go Flow Yoga.
Flowyoga.com.
Simya Solutions/Flow Yoga. Yeah, exactly. And then check it out. Give us some feedback. Any other comments on that one?
No, thank you very much for listening to our story. So it's a long one, but if you have any questions, suggestions, anything you want to recommend us, please feel free to do so. Thank you very much. Bye.